تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام میگذاره، همه این ارزش ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: والله لدنياكم هذه أهون في عيني من عراق خنزير في يد مجزوم.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "By Allah, this world of yours is more lowly in my view than the leftover bone of a pig in the hand of a leper."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Dear friends, His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, has spoken about this concept and this metaphorical heart, this center of love and emotion within ourselves, this heart which is sometimes easily swayed by the waves and the tides of this ocean called life. Of course, when we look at Imam Ali alayhi salam, he had complete control over his heart, and he had perfected and purified his heart, for he was truly the living miracle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now, we have talked in various sessions about this heart that Imam Ali alayhi salam has talked about in its various facets and in its various aspects. In this last program, which deals with this aspect of the heart that the Commander of the Faithful spoke about, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Therefore, every failure or shortage will harm the heart, and every excess will corrupt the heart." And so here, dear friends, we find truly what a beautiful lesson, that failures and shortcomings on our behalf will harm our heart. And is this not true? And on the other hand, any kind of excess will corrupt the heart. So, dear friends, we have to be very careful and try our best to keep this heart in balance. Neither let it become distressed because of things like poverty or things like faults and shortcomings, which occur every now and then, despite our tries and efforts for these shortcomings and flaws to not come about. And likewise, on the other hand, if we have an excess perhaps in wealth or an excess in something that is negative or something that is not recommended by Islam, excess, of course, will corrupt the heart. It is interesting, but when we talk about this excess that will corrupt the heart, it is almost like the example of giving a child too much candy to eat. The more sweets they eat, the excess that they have, the more corrupted become their teeth and their gums and their overall health. And so in the beautiful words of Imam Ali alayhi salam, shortages will harm and shortcomings will harm your heart and excesses will corrupt it. So save your heart from both of these extremes. Another beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم فاجعل نفسي مطمئنة بقدرك راضية بقضائك.
O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
Kul تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقي قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
What is the history of the shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam? The commander of the faithful instructed his sons to bury him at this location here. We have narrations from the Prophet of Islam Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlighting the burial place of Imam Ali alayhi salam to be at this particular location. Imam Ali told his sons that he will be buried next to two other prophets, Prophet Adam and Prophet Nuh, peace be upon them. It was the night of the 21st of Ramadan, 40 after Hijrah. The sons of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam al-Hasan, peace be upon him, Imam al-Husayn, peace be upon him, Muhammad ibn al-Halafiyya, as well as the Imam's cousin, Abdullah ibn Ja'far, buried Imam Ali alayhi salam secretly and concealed the grave. Why was the grave of Imam Ali alayhi salam concealed? Well, the reason is outlined by a number of scholars, such as Sheikh ibn Tawus. He says the concealment of the grave and its location was due to the fear of the enemies like the Umayyads and the Kharijites. This is because it was possible that they would try to find his grave and exhume his body, which would have inevitably led to a conflict with the Bani Hashim tribe. Through this, several people would be killed and it would cause a large fitna, conflict in the Muslim community. The Imam alayhi salam was extremely concerned with the well-being of the Muslim nation during his lifetime and made constant effort to extinguish the fire of fitna. As such, it was to be expected that he would encourage the same line of thought and actions that he embodied throughout his life to continue after his death, and that he would want his family and his followers to abandon what could be a source of conflict. During this period of time that the grave was hidden, it was visited by a number of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt and perhaps close companions. This included Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, the fourth holy Imam, Imam al-Baqir, as well as Imam al-Sadiq, peace and blessings be upon them, the fifth and the sixth Imam. Later, Imams such as Imam al-Hadi and al-Askari, peace and blessings be upon them, also visited the grave of their grandfather, Amir al-Mu'mineen as well. In the year 75 after Hijrah, Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi ordered that 3,000 graves are exhumed in this area. He wanted to find the body of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, he was unsuccessful. In the era of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, when the Umayyads were being ousted from the caliphate, there was no longer a reason for the grave of Imam Ali alayhi salam to remain hidden. Due to this, gradually the location of the grave became known and exposed to everyone. It has been narrated that one of the companions of Imam al-Sadiq by the name of Safwan sought permission from Imam to tell the Shias of Kufa where the burial place of Imam Ali alayhi salam was. Imam responded in the affirmative and also gave money for the repair and construction of the grave. This was in the year 132 after Hijrah. The narration is told that Safwan al-Jammal said, I was with As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, and we reached Kufa. He said to me, O Safwan, this is the grave of my grandfather Amir al-Mu'mineen. He then performed ghusl, changed his clothes, walked barefoot, and told me to do the same. He said to me, walk slowly with short steps. For every step you take, you'll be granted 100,000 good deeds and 100,000 sins will be erased. 100,000 status will be raised and 100,000 wishes and hajat will be fulfilled. Then I walked with him as he was walking with tranquility and humility, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through tasbih. At the grave, he gave me permission to inform people of Kufa about the location of where the Imam alayhi salam was buried.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.